With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The affirmative repositioning movement has officially been registered as a political party by the Electoral Commission of Namibia. AR leader Job Amupanda says Namibia now has a political party for the future and the youth.
It is indeed true. We received confirmation from the ECN that we are officially registered. What that means is that Namibia now has a political party that is led by young, energetic youth with talent and energy and the necessary fortitude and education to take our country forward. That is exciting news. And if there's any young person who didn't have any reason to register to vote, they now have a reason to register to vote. So go out and register. You don't have any excuses anymore. You have a political party for the future. You don't have an excuse anymore. You have a political party of young people. You don't have an excuse anymore. You have a political party that is going to fight corruption and bring about change that is needed in our country.
The driver involved in a tragic accident near Hentis Bay in late 2014, Yandre Dipena, who was found guilty on 6 counts of murder as well as charges of reckless and negligent driving and driving without a valid license, is appearing in the Swakopmund Regional Court today. His defense is seeking a postponement, citing the recent death of Dipena's long-standing lawyer who had been handling the case since the beginning. The matter has been postponed to 20 August 2024. The Ministry of Labour, Industrial Relations and Employment Creation has completed the draft bill on occupational safety and health. The OSH bill aims to ensure worker safety and health against workplace hazards and establish a reporting system for occupational incidents. Ministry spokesperson Jeremiah Namalenga gives more information.
The ministry holds a stakeholder engagement in Windhoek. The Occupational Safety and Health Bill aims to provide, amongst others, for safety and health of workers against hazards arising out of or in connection with activities at the workplace, to provide for the establishment for the Commission of the Occupational Safety and Health, as well as to establish an effective system for reporting on occupational incidents.
South Africa's Border Management Authority Commissioner Michael Masiapato has announced that the authority's port health officials have developed an outbreak preparedness plan that outlines the response in dealing with mpox. Spokesperson Meme Mokhotsi says 13 cases have been confirmed thus far by South Africa's Department of Health.
The BMA continues to encourage travelers to continue with chronic conditions medication, as people with chronic conditions have presented more severe manifestation of symptoms. We also encourage travelers suspecting any symptoms to seek medical care immediately, especially those who have traveled to areas with cases of mpox.
And German prosecutors have opened an investigation into 2 people they accuse of trying to blackmail the family of 7-time Formula One champion Michael Schumacher.
Authorities say that the alleged blackmailers contacted employees who were working for the Schumacher family, demanding payment in the, quote, millions to prevent the publication of private information onto the dark web. Police say to back up their claims, the alleged pair shared certain private files to verify the authenticity of their threat. The suspects are a 53 and 30-year-old father and son who were already on bail for separate crimes, but now both remain in custody. Trent Murray, Berlin.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.